game is Stairway to Seven. It's powered by Crescent Ford of High Point, crescentford.com. Seven in a row right, you're a winner. But the questions get harder and harder. That's the Stairway to Seven. We have Bob on the line to play. We have Flounder. We have Sean. We have Gamecock Klee. We have Chris. And we start with Bob. Bob, you have 60 aggregate seconds to get through seven rounds here, seven steps on the Stairway to Seven. The clock only runs while you're thinking about the answer, not during the question process. Bob, are you ready?
Morning, Game. P1, love the show. Yes, I am.
Thank you so much for listening. We can't tell you how much we appreciate it. And here we go. Which band has been streamed more, the Eagles or Def Leppard?
Got to be the Eagles.
It is the Eagles. In fact, not even close. Eagles streamed 8 billion times. Def Leppard, 2.5 billion.
Wow.
Well, more hits, I guess, for the Eagles.
Yeah, but I mean, Def Leppard's got hits, though, man.
Boy, they do. You're right.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's that big of a gap.
Me too. Where the most streamed song is by the Eagles? Is this one?
Hotel California, maybe.
Hotel California, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Well, that may be a question here in the future, yeah. So look out for it. You're one step along the way to the Stairway to Seven, Bob. You have six more to go. You have 57 seconds left on the clock. In what state was Bruce Springsteen born?
New Jersey.
New Jersey is correct. But yesterday missed that one, and I was surprised. But, you know, maybe people don't know. They don't realize.
Or they think sometimes it's like a trick question. It's so obvious.
Oh, maybe. But it's early on the Stairway to Seven. Yeah. This question number two. Question number two. I bet this is his most streamed song. Or Born in the USA.
I bet Born in the USA is higher.
Yeah.
That whole album is...
Oh, yeah. It by far is his biggest most sound, popular album. Yeah. This is his first big hit. All right, you have 50 seconds left on the clock. You're up to step number three here on the Stairway to Seven. Maggie May was Rod Stewart's first number one hit in America. What was second?
Ooh, second. Do You Think I'm Sexy?
It is not Do You Think I'm Sexy, and you are stopped on step three of the Stairway to Seven. That question came up yesterday, so... check your notes. Do your study.
If you're keeping them.
Sometimes. Sometimes.
It's a little sad if you are.
We repeat questions on this game. Flounder, hello. How are you?
Good morning, guys. How are y'all?
Good morning. Doing very well. Here we go. First question for you. First step on the Stairway to Seven. Number one hit or not, Born on the Bayou by Creedence Clearwater Revival.
It was not. A number one hit.
You are correct. Number two, Factoid. They've never had a number one hit. Anytime I say number one hit, Creedence Clearwater Revival, put this in your notes. Answer is not. They've had more number two hits without going to number one than any other band. You knew
okay,
that.
Hey, yeah. Put that in the notes.
Put it in your notes. You're one step along the way. You have six steps to go on the Stairway to Seven. You have 58 seconds left. Graham Nash says he was inspired to write the song Wasted on the Way for Crosby, Stills, and Nash because he felt the band had A, wasted a lot of money, B, wasted a lot of time, or C, wasted their talents on picking bad projects.
Time.
Time is correct. That's the fifth time we've asked that question.
Yeah.
Time is correct. And in the lyrics, it says, time we have wasted on the way. So much water moving. It's a great song.
Oh, fantastic. Let the water come
and carry us away. No Young here, just Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Good stuff. All right, 55 seconds to go. Flounder, we will no longer be able to use that question, at least not now. You're up to step three on the Stairway to Seven. Here's your question. What song by The Outfield starts with the line, Josie's on a vacation far away?
Vacation far away.
many words that I'm gonna say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I don't wanna lose. I just wanna use your love tonight. I don't wanna lose your love tonight.
The title is
I Don't Wanna Lose Your Love Tonight.
Okay.
You can give him that.
I'll give him that. Yeah.
He technically said it.
That was impressive.
That was good.
Show I mean, work. He sang and wasted a ton of time. But he sang the whole song.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
To then go,
It's called Your Love.
He said it. He did say it.
He did
and
say
a lot
it.
And a lot of other words, too.
Several times, yes. Your Love. I don't want to lose your love. One of my favorites.
I love this
from the
song.
80s. It's great. You're three steps of the way there. 27 seconds left to go. You have four questions left. Here we go, Flounder. Four more, and you are a winner. Before they became Chicago, the band went by two different names. Name either one.
The Chicago Transit Authority.
That is correct. Chicago Transit Authority. The other one is The Big Thing. Big Thing briefly, then Chicago Transit Authority. Nice. 24 seconds to go. Three questions left. You're through four steps on the stairway to seven. What band, named for a baseball term, has an album called All the Pain Money Can Buy?
Oh, my goodness. Fastball.
Fastball is correct. Nice get.
Good get.
Seconds to go. You can see the shadow. Two questions left. Up to number six on the stairway to seven. Who was the first female solo artist ever inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Okay, Aretha Franklin. I'm throwing it out there.
Aretha Franklin is correct.
Here you go.
Man. Yes. One question to go. This is it. Step seven on the stairway to seven. Who is this speaking?
During those 8 years, we have honed our craft to the point where we're capable of making a piece of work that is well crafted and well put together. You know, if we were cabinet makers, we could stand back now and look at that cabinet or the chair or whatever and go, you know what? That is well made.
Who's that? 13 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. Robert Plant.
That is not Robert Plant. And it is all the way to the seventh question on the stairway to seven. He'll come back. That guy will come back. Figure out who that is. Well played.
Good run, Flounder.
Oh, good. Yeah. Well played by Flounder. Flounder almost wound up in here on a Friday. His picture was almost on the wall. Cancel Flounder.
Okay. I won't bring in the lemon juice and the tartar sauce.
No more
sauce.
Flounder. Flounder's not. Boy, he goes almost. How about the fastball one?
Great.
The
pull.
Way?
Yes.
Wow.
I love the idea of the picture on the wall, too.
Me, too.
Any guest comes in is going to be like, what'd they do? Eat a bunch of wings?
Close.
Because that's what it's going to look like, a wing, famous wing wall.
I know, that's right.
What, they do an eating challenge? No?
No, there's none of that. That's right. Okay. Wow. Very well played. Let's see what Sean can do. 60 seconds are back on the clock. Hello, Sean. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing very well. It's good to hear from you. In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not? Smashing Pumpkins.
In.
No, they are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You get a body bag t-shirt from All About Care Heating and Air. First one.
I think they should be in.
Have you said that?
Well, I think there's part of the reason they're kept out is their lead singer. I think Billy Corgan, he's always had kind of a bad attitude.
Oh, really? Is that the reason they're not in there?
Yeah, because if you look at the other bands that are in there, frankly, Smashing Pumpkins should be in there.
Well, didn't they put Oasis in there?
Yes.
They have bad attitudes. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, well, Billy Corgan has in the
as he said, I don't want to go into
and,
the
yeah, and he's also you know, he'll tell you he's a genius, and oh, he'll wow, yeah. I think there's a lot of people in the industry and other artists that are kind of like Corrigan.
You know, when I looked this up in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame or not, because I didn't know Smashing Pumpkins, it was like never nominated, never, not even a nomination.
And they're more than fine on time at this
oh,
point.
Oh yeah, they're yeah. passed. And they were like, not only have they not gotten yeah. in, they've never been nominated.
I don't, and I have to look back. I would bet he's probably not said kind things about the Rock Hall either.
But
if
many
I
have
him.
Done that though. Many,
yeah,
have.
And they still.
Does he? Did they have enough hits? I only know 1979.
1979 is, I think, their only number one. But I mean, they had a. I mean, they've had smash hit albums, and yes, I mean, plenty of singles that have.
Okay.
To me, when you look at some of the other bands in there, they belong.
They belong. Okay. You're probably right. Gamecock Klee. How are you, Gamecock Klee?
I'm doing great. Hope you are.
Doing really
Day
well.
One from Rockingham.
What a nice thing to say. Thank you for listening. You have 60 seconds on the clock. Dead or alive, Ace Frehley of Kiss.
We've lost Ace Frehley.
You are exactly right.
All
right.
Love this song.
Great one. Nice. Okay, you have 59 seconds to go. You have to step two on the stairway to seven. In the ABBA song, Dancing Queen, how old is the Dancing Queen? 17, 18, or 21?
17.
17 is correct. Here we go. You should call me the Dancing Queen.
They still do.
That's right.
And you're how old?
Not 17.
Yeah.
A little north of that, I'm afraid. All right, Gamecock Klee, you have 54 seconds left. You're on step three to the stairway to seven. Def Leppard was formed when Joe Elliott met the original guitarist for the band while on a plane, bus, or train.
Oh. A bus.
Bus is correct. Three steps of the way there. Very nice. And you still have 49 seconds to go. Here we go. Step number four on the stairway to seven. Who sings the song Take On Me?
Aha.
Aha is correct. All right, three questions to go. Step five on the stairway to seven. I'll give you an album released in the 2000s. You give me the band or artist that released the album. Take off your pants and jacket.
Oh. Limp Bizkit.
It is not Limp Bizkit, and that ends your journey on the stairway. And that's all the time we have for today.
Let's go.